A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, I'm Ross Tweddle from Cultaholic Wrestling, and I would like to issue an apology because I know you've seen the video title for this year video, and my pitches contradict that video title. I am sorry. This video was Fraser's idea, so any disdain you have for this video,
come at me.
Throw it that way. How are you doing, Fraser?
I'm doing great, Ross. How are you? Did you enjoy your holiday?
I did enjoy my
looking
holiday.
Fantastic.
I know it's not a weird filter. I'm just very red because I've got ginger skin. Tom, how are you?
I'm all right. And I actually really like this idea for a video. So 10 points Gryffindor over there.
Hey, do you look a bit like Harry Potter if you squint?
Yeah, I got that at school quite a bit.
Did you?
Yeah.
Not the guy who shagged the pie list. From American Pie?
No, I did get that as well.
Ever shagged a pie?
Maybe.
We'll the discussion see. We're here to have today is about...
Has Fraser ever shagged a pie?
Answer in the comments down below. It's about celebrities and professional wrestling. Timely news, of course, because Kevin Owens has called out an acting man, hasn't he, Fraser?
He has indeed, a big star.
Which acting man?
Matthew McConaughey.
Would you like to see Kevin Owens versus Matthew McConaughey?
I would, actually. I spoke about this on the news the other day. I was very excited.
Well, I didn't watch it.
Oh,
right.
Oh, well, you were on holiday,
so,
yes,
repeat yourself.
I would like to see this match. It seems like it'd be a fun one. McConaughey's a big wrestling fan. So I think Owens could get a good match out of him.
Tom?
I wouldn't mind seeing it because the thing is, the bar is so high at the moment for celebrity involvement in wrestling. As somebody who's watched it for a long time, this WrestleMania just gone. Mm-hmm. Johnny Knoxville and Sami Zayn. Excellent work.
Logan Paul.
Mm. Just phenomenal. Whether you like the guy or not.
He was fantastic.
Took to it so well. So what better time to discuss other people from outside of our wrestling bubble that could pop in for a little bit and then
There's a discussion to be had here. I think Bad Bunny started the upward trend of celebrities and professional wrestling. Wait, in WWE matches anyway. Shaquille O'Neal, if he took it back down in AEW.
I think
he's still missing to this day.
All right.
He took a table bump.
Took a table bump like a pro.
He went missing. If you've seen Shaq, let us know. We're worried about him. Call his mom or something like that. I don't know. But has a new standard for celebrity matches been set by the likes of Bad Bunny, Logan Paul, and the Jackass crew, Fraser?
I would say so. The past year and a half, as you mentioned, all the guys there, they've come out and had really, really good matches. Pat McAfee as well, I think, should be included in that. When you look at it 10 years ago, it was Snooki at WrestleMania 27.
She did a backflip. Backwards handspring elbow thingy, just like China.
She did. Was it good though, Ross?
Yeah.
Was it?
Aye. Okay. WrestleMania 27. Stole the show.
Snooki is the top of celebrity involvement in all of wrestling. Her and Jenna Maraska in TNA. That's the peak. But no, it's got much better in the past 10 years.
Do you think it can go down though, Tom? Do you think who is the biggest celebrity in the world at the moment? Not in terms of hype, but in terms of...
Well, Kilroy, obviously.
Kilroy?
No, the biggest celebrity at the moment. Well, maybe he's in one of our lists. I mean, arguably, one of the biggest celebrities on the planet is a former wrestler.
Who?
The Rock.
Oh, yeah, him. Yeah. But apart from him...
Small matter of him. I mean, anyone from that Hollywood bubble surely is.
I'm just trying to think of a name.
It's the biggest celebrity at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be The Rock for
me. Yeah, but it's not The Rock, though, not a wrestler.
Okay, we'll go Robert Downey Jr.
Right, if Robert Downey Jr. was getting involved in professional wrestling, would it matter if he had a good match or not because he's Robert Downey Jr.? That's the sort of thing we're going for here.
Can you be
a big enough name to not be good at the wrestling now?
To get away with it, yeah. I think it'd be spotted. I think that the big thing that we all have in common as wrestling fans, whether or not we like celebrity involvement or not, is we want them to come in and respect what it's all about. And to do that, you've kind of got to you've got to get your reps in a little bit before time. You know, Johnny Knoxville clearly got what wrestling was all about, as did Logan Paul. Like, really threw himself into it. We can sometimes tell when you get somebody like a Mickey Rourke, who was very unaware that the wrestling was even sort of
scripted,
considering that he did a film all about it, had no idea when it came to it that that was the case. So there's more respect to be had for somebody, even if they're not going to put on a five-star banger, the fact that you come in and you actually care and you're invested, even for that time that you're there, that's all that we really want.
And I disagree completely. I'd rather just have Donald Trump stood there at WrestleMania 23 going, what's going on? A terrible punch, an awful Stone Cold Stunner. So that's what we really want.
He's a Hall of Famer and Bad Buddy's not. So, you know.
You make me sick, Fraser. In that vein then, how much training does Tyson Fury need to do before he has a potential match maybe at SummerSlam or in Cardiff?
I mean, he's already quite athletic for...
But he was terrible in that match against Braun Strowman.
Yes, but this is, what, 3 years on now? He might... It depends who he's against. Braun can't carry him to a good match. I think maybe Drew could, and it depends who he's in the ring with. But I think definitely learn how to do some wrestling before he gets in the ring.
He knows a bit.
A clothesline and a suplex.
That's a lot more than...
Get him doing Canadian Destroyer. That's what he's
done. That's how you know if you're a wrestler. Like a super kick, a Canadian Destroyer, and a tope suicida. But we are here not just to speak about celebrities, but to pitch some things for celebrities to do in the WWE ring or maybe elsewhere. Is it just WWE?
Mine's gone for WWE.
Yeah, so you know it works. It's not what we think will happen. It's what we want to happen.
Yeah,
only a lot more enthusiasm around the table.
So we want to happen.
It's not what we think will happen. It's what we want to happen. Come on, we'll go around the table. Fraser first, then Tom, then myself. A pitch each involving a celebrity getting involved in the professional wrestling. Fraser Poitier, no pressure.
So first up,
Fraser Poitier. That's amazing. That's sticking.
There we go. That's it. My first pitch for today is Tom Holland. Not Tom.
It's Fraser Poitier.
Now then, interestingly, we've got pictures just in case you don't know what Tom Holland looks like.
There he is.
There he is.
Tom
Holland. He's a very small man.
From the Spoderman.
He is. He's about 5'6". So he's quite a short guy.
But you can't teach that.
But he's one of the... You can't teach it. But he's one of the biggest stars on the planet. As you said, everyone knows who Tom Holland looks like. But I think... He should have a big championship match in the UK pay-per-view because he's from England. He's from England.
So am I. Can I have one?
Yeah, sure. You're booked. You're up against Reigns. So I think going into SummerSlam this year, okay, Austin Theory is hosting open challenges, right? He's taking down everyone that's put in his way. And Vince McMahon is like, you need to be elevated to the next level of talent. You need to be like Batista. You need to be like The Rock. You need to be like John Cena. You need to be a superhero, okay? At SummerSlam, he's facing Rey Mysterio. Rey is dressed like Spider-Man. And in the crowd, because it's SummerSlam, you get your celebrities involved. Tom Holland is sitting in the front row. He's sitting there, and he's cheering on Rey Mysterio because it's, I don't know, they'll be like, Rey Mysterio is one of his best friends. They go back 20 years, despite him being 25 years old. Theory is sort of berating him, being in the crowd, being like, you're a fraud, you're not a real superhero, I'm a superhero, because it's Austin Theory, and he'll be a big nerd in this. Theory starts pushing him and shoving him in the crowd, and Holland gets involved, pushing him back. Ray hits him with a 619 on Theory. It's almost like he's got the victory. Theory steals it. Holland then will jump in the ring, will get involved, and will start beating up Theory with Ray. He'll hit a 619 of himself, the crowd pops, everyone's happy. Over the next few weeks, we get Theory making some excuses that it was a two-on-one situation. He wasn't ready. He just had a big title defense, and Holland had his number, essentially. Mm-hmm. Tom Holland makes an appearance on Raw a few weeks later to promote his new TV show that's coming out on Apple TV. But someone attacks him wearing a Green Goblin outfit. Right, someone takes him down, takes the mask off, and he does the whole it was me, Austin, because he'll have his name back by then.
Right, hopefully. For the sake of this picture.
I need him to get his name back.
It was me, Theory. It was me all along, Theory. It's just the same.
It doesn't. anyway, he's got his name back, Tom Holland challenges Theory to a match in at the UK pay-per-view in Cardiff for the United States Championship. And Theory is like, this will be easy. I'm Austin Theory. Vince is like, well, you better win. Because if you don't, you know, that's you done. You're cut.
He'd be silly to be confident as well after WrestleMania.
Yeah, right.
He lost to Pat.
Exactly. But this is he's been on a run of victories. He's not lost since now. This Monday. Okay. So Theory accepts, but on one condition. He chooses the stipulation and names it as a Falls Count Anywhere match in the UK. Holland enters the arena for this match dressed like Spider-Man, in like Spider-Man outfits, swinging down from the rafters, right?
Nice.
So he swings into the ring. Theory's getting a bit, you know, a bit annoyed, a bit pissed off. He thinks this is making a mockery of professional wrestling, of Austin Theory. Theory is decked out in Homelander gear because he's got to like be the anti-hero. Homelander, have you seen The Boys?
No.
Do you know Cody Rhodes at the end of AEW when he was in, and he had the big long capes?
Right.
That's Homelander. Yeah. This is a bad guy who thinks he's a good guy.
Right.
So they have the match. Holland sort of wows the crowd with some impressive, fast, quick offense. He was Michael Cole claiming he was trained by Rey Mysterio and Ricochet and all that. And he's like, oh, he's flippy. Eventually, Theory gets the upper hand by Vince McMahon sliding brass knuckles into the ring because he's like, I can't have Tom Holland beat Austin Theory for the United States Championship. Like, you can't have that happen. So Vince slides it in, Theory pins him, and Holland, unfortunately, loses the match. But it's quite a good back-and-forth match. It seems like Theory's a bit surprised, kind of like his match with Pat McAfee at WrestleMania. He's surprised that Pat could hold his own. He's surprised here that Holland could. So Theory pins him. After the match, McMahon orders Theory to finish him off and put him down for one more, you know, knockout punch. And out comes a returning Batista.
Oh!
Okay? Because he's Drax.
He's Drax!
In the MCU, it all adds up. It all comes round. So Drax runs
out. Is he out as Drax?
He's out dressed as Drax.
Brilliant.
The reason he's so late is because he spent 6 hours putting all the makeup on. So he comes out, chases McMahon and Theory away, and this sets up a tag team match at WrestleMania 39 in Hollywood the next year.
Oh.
And that's my first pitch, guys.
Like
Tom Holland, Austin Theory.
It's a yes from me, apart from one. There's one crucial thing missing, isn't it? Tom Holland spaffing the web right over Austin Theory. That's how he pins him or something.
We can add it.
He's Spider-Man. He spaffed the web.
He came spaffing webs all about the place, exactly. Swinging in.
Doing that sort of stuff, innit?
Yeah.
That's all that's missing for me, otherwise.
I can add in some
perfect
web spaffing if you want.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Cool, we've added it in.
Cheers.
Spaff. Sorry, an odd number of spaffs. So spaff, I just, Oh, now it's odd again.
Spaff, 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 spaff. Everybody! Is that little Wayne Richard? Who was that?
No, it was Spider-Man. So yeah, I'm happy with that. I'm especially happy with Drax turning up.
Yes,
that's a nice little touch.
I like how you've actually built an angle there, setting something up for WrestleMania.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've taken this more seriously than me. Tom, what are you doing?
Well, I had a similar superhero type thing in mind, but it's the DC universe because my first pitch is for Gal Gadot, aka Wonder Woman. You know her from off of the films. So, Gal Gadot in the wrestling world, I think she'd be fun. She's a very athletic lady. She is Amazon-esque, which I think is excellent. And it involves a renewed push for your cousin, Nikki A.S.H.
Oh, yes.
In which Nikki finally declares, after beating Mighty Molly in a match at some point, that she's now not almost a superhero. She's an actual superhero. Whoa. She is a woman of wonder. A Wonder Woman, if you will. She says this whilst Gal Gadot is ringside. We cut to her after an advert for, I don't know, Chef Boyardee. They go, hey, look, Gal Gadot's at ringside watching tonight. So as she's in the ring going, I'm a Wonder Woman, the crowd like looks to Gal Gadot, who's just like, no, she's not. And Nikki's like, oh, you're not even Wonder Woman, you're Gal Gadot. Ha-ha, I'm a Wonder Woman. And this leads Nikki A.S.H. becoming a little bit obsessed with Wonder Woman. You see little flecks of her outfit coming into hers. And then come the night of the premiere of Wonder Woman 3, which is due out December 2023. So this is a long angle. We have Gal Gadot get lost. Like, her driver gets lost on the way to the red carpet. And you know, we have footage in the limo of Gal Gadot going, come on, where are you going? You're trying to, we've been driving around for hours. We suddenly see the window come down and it's Big Damo driving the limo. Where to, Stephanie? Turns out Damo, who's now back, has driven Gadot away so Nikki can get onto the red carpet dressed as Wonder Woman and go, it's me in the film! I'm in the film! Curly Wurly. I'm sorry.
Give us a proper curly wordy Fraser.
Curly Wurly.
Oh. There it is.
I've got some upstairs.
What a treat that is.
That sounds like a chat up line if there ever was one. I've got some curly whirly upstairs. Gal Gadot doesn't make it to a red carpet. On Raw, a week later, Nikki's there showing photos on the red carpet, her hanging out with all the stars. And here comes Gal Gadot to say, you embarrass me in my world. I'm going to embarrass you in yours. You get some friends together. I've got some friends. Let's have a match at WrestleMania. So to hide some of the lack of skill, we can still have a fun match. It's going to be Nikki recruiting Toxic Attraction, who by this point will get a caller. So she's going to have Toxic Attraction in her corner, and Gal Gadot is going to find similar Amazonian in Raquel Rodriguez in her corner, and then we'll get Nikita Lyons in there as well, because she's similarly big-sized woman. And Aaliyah, just because I ran out of names. Rhea Ripley. Sorry, Aaliyah, you're off WrestleMania. An Amazonian team there with Gal Gadot in the middle. End sequence. Literally, I hadn't thought too much about Gal Gadot wrestling, but we do need to get the big visual. And it's Gal Gadot coming off the top rope with a Superman punch. Now, if you ever see any footage of Wonder Woman, pretty much everything Wonder Woman does is she has the shield and she's leaping into the air doing this and then bang.
How is it going to be in slow-mo?
Well,
we
can have some fun with that and have like a cinematic camera on the floor as Gal Gadot smashes into Nikki for the 1, 2, 3. And that's how she wins.
Wow.
So it's a nice little crossover for the DC promotion. Gal Gadot gets some fun. It gives Nikki a little bit of an elevation and gets some other people in the mix as well. There you go. That's my pitch.
It makes complete sense, Tom.
Thanks, mate.
And I'm not looking forward to speaking my pitches because they're not as good as those two. Fraser.
I that was a great pitch. I chose a Marvel hero. You've chosen a DC. I'm quite pleased that they're getting some exposure.
Looking forward to Ross's Dark Horse Comics pitch.
So you've picked a Marvel hero.
Yes.
You've picked a DC hero.
I
is that
have,
right?
I have indeed. So.
I have picked a hero of the world. Mark Zuckerberg is a massive weirdo, isn't he? He's just a big, creepy weirdo. You know what Mark Zuckerberg looks like? There's Mark Zuckerberg. He's just a big, creepy
What's
weirdo.
Going on?
There he is, Mark Zuckerberg.
Just I wonder how I got these scars.
He's just popping down to the shops there. He doesn't look like a human, does he? He sort of looks like what aliens would draw if they were asked to draw a human, having just seen a picture of one human about 20 years ago from memory. He's hiding something, is Mark Zuckerberg. I don't know what it is.
It's his face in that picture.
So, obviously, after knowing he's hiding something, I want to see him getting beaten up by some professional wrestlers. So, in a completely unrelated note, recently I learned that the metaverse is a network of 3D visual worlds focused on social connection.
We'll all live in the metaverse soon.
Yes, we will. It's terrifying. So backstage at WrestleMania 39 Night 2, crucially, Zuckerberg is almost being human while playing some 2K22 with R-Truth.
Oh.
Everyone loves some R-Truth, don't
R-Truth.
They?
Yeah.
They're having a great time, just like friends do. Zuckerberg is playing as Mace. R-Truth is Jinder Mahal. I don't know why. It just feels right to them. It just feels right.
They're
having such a great time. Truth then says, wow, redesigned gameplay engine, new control. It hits different. Because of that, let's play online, Mark Zuckerberg. Let's not just play against each other. Let's spread our joy to the rest of the world. Let's beat some random children on the internet using the internet and a video game. Mark's like, okay, R-Truth, but I think we should take things to another level. I'll integrate 2K22 online play into my own metaverse, which, by the way, is a metaverse, is a network of 3D visual worlds focused on social connection. So this works okay. R-Truth then starts speaking about MySpace because he thinks Mark Zuckerberg is speaking about MySpace. Then Mark has to correct him because he's wrong. It's so funny. Hilarious stuff. So now we see R-Truth and Mark Zuckerberg walking around as themselves in the metaverse on the way to play some 2K22 online stuff. When they bump into, you'll never guess who it is in this metaverse, it's 2K executive producer Patrick Gilmore.
Oh, I was about to say him.
Everyone's favorite producer. Hello, Patrick, says Mark. Get in the bin, Mark, says Patrick, as he summons every single community creation ever made on 2K22. They attack and beat down Mark Zuckerberg until he dies in his own metaverse. With the god of that world dead, things can't take off, and human civilization as we know it cannot take a weird turn and get trapped in a world that doesn't actually exist. R-Truth ends the segment by shrugging his shoulders at the camera. We then move on to the main event of WrestleMania 39 Night 2, Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes.
How am I expected to follow that?
I think we end the video there.
Yeah, thank you for joining.
We've hit 8 minutes, it's fine.
So there we have R-Truth helping to end the metaverse before it completely takes off.
That's 100% yes.
Some of the scripted dialogue for Mark Zuckerberg was exactly like Mark Zuckerberg as well. That's uncanny.
Hello, Patrick.
God, I'm so glad Patrick Gilmore got a run out.
I hope Vince is watching so we can get this booked for next year.
I do like Patrick Gilmore.
I feel bad now because now we've given him some exposure. He'll probably just be shortened to Gilmore next week.
Here he is. It's Pat.
It's Purr. So it's a yes for me.
Thank you.
Without a doubt. It's an unequivocal yes for me.
I was nervous about that one.
Oh, it's good. Yeah, you know, it's out of the park.
Fraser, yeah.
If you do want to find out more about the metaverse, Ordinary Things is a very good video on the metaverse. I'd highly recommend seeing what he does.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
A lot of pressure on now. Because I've gone for Joe Manganiello.
What does he look
and
like?
Sofia Vergara.
They weren't in the metaverse.
They're not in the metaverse. Oh, that's them there.
Lovely couple.
Are they together in real life? Are they?
Yeah, they are indeed.
Now, she is a bit of a wrestling fan herself.
Both of them are massive wrestling fans. They used to attend PWG quite a bit. In fact, Joe is actually trained in some wrestling and has appeared on Raw before, which is what I'm bouncing off of this pitch. He appeared in a segment.
The delivery of that. Why did you turn Alan Partridge?
Just winging it.
Wonder who got the power pack.
But he appeared in a segment in 2014 with The Miz. So I thought, let's set up a little feud with them. So The Miz does his usual thing and starts calling himself the biggest star in Hollywood. He's the A-lister. He's running down stars that he's bigger than. He demands that at WrestleMania 39, he be in the main event of WrestleMania because it wouldn't be Hollywood without the A-lister. At the Royal Rumble, The Miz enters at about number 16, midway in, and he sneaks to ringside and sits in a director's chair claiming that he doesn't need to be involved. He's going to WrestleMania. Out at number 23 comes Joe Manganiello.
Never.
I know, right? Just a surprise entrance. The crowd, massive roar from the crowd because they definitely recognise who he is.
That's Joe!
It's Joe, yeah.
It's just Joe back from the Attitude Era.
The Miz is starting to kick off at ringside because he's right next to Pat and Michael Cole, who are like really excited that they've got a Hollywood star in their midst. Miz is furious because someone more famous than him is in the Royal Rumble. They square off in the ring only for Miz to get taken down by him to massive roar. Manganiello manages to eliminate Shanky. Poor Shanky. He's out the rumble. He's gone. He's not going to WrestleMania.
What are you doing that for?
Hashtag justice for Shanky.
He needs to pay his dues. He needs to pay his dues. But then Miz sneaks in and throws Manganiello out. They square off in the ring only for Miz to take him out, yeah. And the next night on Raw, the Miz proudly celebrates that he made an example out of a B-lister. Despite not winning the Rumble, Miz enters the Elimination Chamber and is like, this is my ticket to WrestleMania. I can find a way into the main event. Where I've lost it now. I've lost my point.
I know, it's the big time here.
He continues to mention Joe over commentary the next few weeks and saying that his star is fading, whereas The Miz is more popular than ever. He mentions Sofia Vergara and saying that even his wife Maryse is more famous and forgettable than his has-been wife. Elimination Chamber comes and Joe and Sofia are seen in the front row and are taunting Miz throughout the match and sort of just squaring up to him. Miz manages to last till the final entrant and him and Rollins are going back and forth. The Miz takes control and looks like he's going to win, only for Joe to notice and start shouting at him, and he releases the skull-crushing finale. He squares off through the chamber for then Rollins to roll him up and get the victory. Miz is furious, and the next night on Raw, he invites Joe and Sophie to Miz TV. He explains that they've got no business in WWE and they should run back to their failing careers instead of leeching off The Miz. Maryse gets sneak attacked by Sophia, or sorry, Maryse sneak attacked Sophia, only for Joe to chase off The Miz and then challenge him to a match at WrestleMania in Hollywood. They do the match, and Miz expects it to be an easy victory, but Joe surprises hitting a big spear on Miz. After a very back-and-forth match, The Miz looks to finish off with a skull-crushing finale, but Sophia gets in the ring and sort of hits him. Miz reverses it round and hits a skull-crushing finale on her, only for Joe to sort of then hulk up, because his favourite wrestlers are Randy Savage and Hulk Hogan.
Right.
So he hulks up, does the whole spot, hits a jackhammer on The Miz, gets up to the top rope, and Maryse is like begging him not to hit the elbow. He's like, don't do it. Miz is injured. He's done. Sophia takes out Maryse for Joe to hit the big elbow and then lifts Sophia up on his shoulders to celebrate the victory.
Ah, oh, like Savage
in the main
and
event of WrestleMania. No, not the main event. But he celebrates in Macho Man style as The Miz is defeated by a Hollywood A-lister.
Interesting. Excuse me. Tom Jones. I'm going to give it a no, you know.
You're going to give it a no?
Because, and it's only just because I don't know who the hell they both are.
That's fair.
And after this year's WrestleMania, I'm pretty much on board with seeing Logan Paul versus The Miz in a 6-star barn burner. Canadian Destroyers the lot. That's the only reason it's a nice pitch, Fraser. But
thank you, Ross. I'll take that advice on. Next time.
I'm going to give it a yes, but not for WrestleMania because, as we once said, barn burner.
Yeah,
but nothing wrong with having that at like a SummerSlam.
A SummerSlam, yeah. TLC, yeah, maybe.
I think you can get to
main event.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
You can get to your destination without having the scenic route, and you can still get to a powerful destination.
Fair enough.
SummerSlam, but I'll give.
Don't
it
be
a yes.
Too disheartened, Fraser, because remember, it's not what we think will happen. It's what we want to happen. So you know, people want different things. Don't they?
Yes.
And I want something magical to happen at the WWE show in Newcastle on Thursday.
Oh, my God. Ooh.
Which leads me to my next pitch for a celebrity involvement in the wrestling. YouTube star, The True Geordie. There he is.
Hello, Brian.
He's a big boy, he's True Geordie. Big fan. He had a chat with The Undertaker recently. That was really, really good. Like True Geordie. And we have a golden opportunity presented on Thursday with WWE in Newcastle. Sami Zayn, I believe, is going to be challenging for the IC title, or he'll be in action at some point. Either way, Sami Zayn loses on that night. But the True Geordie's in the crowd. He's there going, oh, get away, Sami Zayn. Don't like yous. Boo. My podcast is out Sunday. I don't know, whatever he says. Sami Zayn loses. He gets on the mic and explicitly blames the True Geordie for his loss because his baritone voice distracted him. I heard your voice over everybody else's. He's like, whoa, what you say? You're a rubbish. Like, so Sami Zayn says, I tell you what, if you think you're so tough, I see you. You know, you like your fighting and stuff. How about we have a fight right now? True Geordie boots the barricade. Gets into the ring, goes, oh, really, Sami Lake. So crowd losing their mind, right? Get a referee out here. And it is, it's a beautiful hot mess, right? It's kind of the Jackass style where its shortcuts are plenty, you know, but we really double down on the Geordie essence in this match. I'm talking a Greg's vegan sausage roll to the face of Sami Zayn at one point for a near submission.
As long as Lawrence gets booted in the face by Sami Zayn, I'm fine with this.
Absolutely.
One.
Geordie's lads at ringside, they get hoofed at one point by Sami Zayn. Geordie fights back. We get brown ale bottles smashed over the head of Sami Zayn. Don't know how we get to this particular point in our journey, but it ends with Sami Zayn getting powerbombed through a time bridge made of Lego. And that's the finish to the match. True Geordie, one foot on Sami Zayn, gives it the guns. 1, 2, 3. Everyone goes wild for the True Geordie. He says, listen to a podcast on Sunday. His famous catchphrase. And everybody in the Northeast has a lovely Thursday night.
You're reserving all this for a house show?
Yes!
Get this on a premium live event.
Some people want to focus on getting the front page of the New York Times. I want to focus on the front page of the Newcastle Chronicle. That's what we're going for. I want Chronicle front page, True Geordie, Summer Slams, The Wrestlers, or whatever they would put on the front of the Cron.
Could you imagine the Chronicle's comment section on that news article?
Can't wait.
It's not even real.
No one tells True Geordie it's not real. Why is my council tax gone up like that's the comment section. What do we reckon? Or alternatively, True Geordie can be PAX Muscle when AEW do a show in the UK, probably.
I'm fine with both.
Both are a win. if it doesn't happen on Thursday, I'll be very disappointed.
I'll be furious.
Are you going, are you, Fraser?
I'm not, but I would love to hear Tom's reaction. He's like, guess what? It happened.
I'll be there. I'll keep tabs on it for you. You will not Adam and Eve what happened. He was there.
You're just shouting in the crowd, "Oi, Brian, I've had an
Get
idea.
It, Brian!"
Bosh. It's love a yes it. For me
yes!
as well.
Yes. Go on, True Geordie, back again.
Do you remember those days when the APA were always pounding ass?
I do.
Do you remember those
Never
days?
Stopped.
Halcyon days.
Because I do. And I want to see those days come back. You see, I'm pitching that their bar, the APA's bar, will be backstage at an upcoming WWE Premium Live event where we see several famous faces having a lovely little tipple at the bar. We see Ken Barlow chatting up all the birds. But crucially, there's two tandems of people who should not be in that bar at the same time. And because I'm such a basic bitch, you've already guessed who I've picked, haven't you? You've already guessed. I told you, I'm making the video title of this video here an absolute lie. I've gone for Chris Rock and Will Smith, just in case you don't know what they look like. Here they come. Oh, and I've also gone for Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. In the same bar at the same time. Basically, we're setting up a scene here where the four involved are not at the bar together, but they're all in different corners of the bar separated because they wouldn't be together, would they? But they catch each other's gazes from across the way. And basically what I'm pitching is a massive barroom brawl ensues. And I can't possibly book a winner for this one because it would be a shoot fight, obviously. There could be blood spilled. There could be pool cues broken. There could be a jukebox with a head inside. Who knows what will happen in this barroom brawl? All I know is that the bouncers will have their work cut out controlling the scene. But crucially, George Mizanin will be there eating a plate of chips in the corner, a wry smile across his face. That's the pitch there. I told you. I told you. I made the title a lie, haven't I? They're terrible pitches. But there we go. I thought the George bit was crucial because
brings it together.
Imagine George sat in the corner while there's this big brawl going on. Yeah. Just a scene of tranquility and serenity just with a bowl of chips.
You know, it was a no from me until that point.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that really brought it as a...
The cherry on top.
Solidified it.
Can we have the guy from Rate My Takeaway on another table?
He's my pick for the next one.
Oh, no! The cherry on
is
the
Is it too
top.
Soon, Tom?
I mean, some will argue it's too soon, which is why, as an immediate angle, it's a no from me. It's a bit raw still, but if you did have... As the brawl ends and the dust is everywhere and there's bodies strewn everywhere, you just need Farouk just to come out and go, damn!
Writes itself.
Yeah. It writes itself. It writes itself.
Become mine and Tom's catchphrase on the news videos recently. All these angles, they write themselves.
Does write itself. Well, I think give it some time. In true WWE style, wait till it's not cool anymore. Then do it.
It's 6 years too late. Right, it's now relevant.
Go on, lad.
Phrasing your final
last one.
It's not fair, this order. How do I follow your ones, Ross, at all? I don't know.
That was terrible, I've just said there.
Mine are not outlandish. My last pitch is for Terry Crews.
Now, what does Terry Crews look like?
Who could it be? It's Terry Crews.
Look at the size.
And I miss you. And now I wonder.
So he is on America's Got Talent. He's America's Got Talent's host. He's their Ant and Dec. So this year,
in one body?
In one body, yeah. He's the
size like Ant and Dec are bursting out of it. He's massive.
So he tweets out that America's Got Talent auditions are open to everyone and he can't wait to see who comes along. So Sami Zayn responds to the tweet.
He's always like, saying in it.
It's like, this is ridiculous. This whole thing is rigged. It's fake. You know, it's a phony. No one's going to actually win this. Terry Crews openly invites him along and is like, well, if you think you've got what it takes, let's do it. Sami Zayn appears at the audition and attempts to filibuster and just keep it going for as long so they have to end the show.
Nice use of the word filibuster.
Thank you. Mm. Simon Cowell calls for security to get him out of here because he's wasting everyone's time. But Sammy fights off all the security. Out comes Terry Crews, rips his shirt off, right? Squares up with Sammy. Sammy's like, what are you going to do? Starts pushing him, prodding him. Terry Crews lifts him up. Military slams him off the stage. Done. Sammy's furious. He's like in the crowd running away. He's like, it's my day off. How dare you? How dare you fight me? So on SmackDown, he's there. He's like, comes out for his match. And then Michael Cole's like, oh, we've got footage from America's Got Talent. And Sami Zayn appeared on it. Sami again, furious. He's embarrassed. He's like, this has got nothing to do with my match tonight. We should stop playing this. So he's like, he wants to call it a conspiracy against him. He claims that guard was down and he was his day off. Crews appears on SmackDown and is like, I want an apology from you. You ruined America's Got Talent. And Sammy's like, whoa, I want an apology from you. They hit a stalemate and Crews and Zayn exchange strikes. Eventually, Zayn runs off again. Zayn has had enough and states that he's being conspired against, first with Johnny Knoxville and now with Terry Crews, and claims that WWE doesn't respect him as a wrestler. Sammy claims he's filed a police report against Terry Crews, but it was dropped because it was in wrestling. And he was like, they're like, look, guys, your job is to fight. And Terry comes in, he's like, look, I did nothing wrong. Sami Zayn on Raw comes out and brags and calls Terry Crews a coward for not being there tonight. And is like, I issue an open challenge to him. If he's here to accept this match, he can have it. But he's not because he's filming America's Got Talent in another city. But Terry Crews appears on the screen and is like, cool, let's have the match right now. Or he accepts Sami's challenge and he's like, I can't be there tonight, but it's going down at SummerSlam. Sami Furious starts to destroy the set at ringside while Crews gets the crowd at America's Got Talent and Raw to join him with a Sami Sucks chant. Come SummerSlam, Sami Zayn makes his entrance to a chorus of boos and he's waiting for Crews to come out. Vanessa Carlton appears on stage.
Oh my God.
And yes! Starts to play the Cultaholic podcast nominated Hall of Famer, 1,000 Miles. Plays into the ring. Everyone's loving it.
Was it?
It was nominated. It is a nominee. It never got in, which is disappointing.
How do you know that?
I've got my sources, Ross. I've got my sources.
Who?
Jack.
Oh, fair enough.
This is a very standard Johnny Knoxville, Sami Zayn type match where Crews is a much bigger guy than him. Beats him up, essentially takes him around all the way around the ringside. You've got some comedy spots. Crews basically hits some of the big loads of big spears. He's very jackhammer, very Goldberg-esque. Beats Sammy, and Sammy again can't believe it. He's demanding the match restart because he wasn't ready. He gets chased up the entrance ramp and Crews spears him through the LEDs to end the
feud. Not asking much of Terry, are you?
Jeez, you're working, Terry.
Now, Terry actually appeared in WCW. So this is a he's
did
trained.
He actually?
Yeah.
Shut the front
back
door.
In 2000, he was in WCW as like T-Bone or something.
Richard Tubman, can you Google this, please? I just want to see a picture.
He never wrestled, but he was.
Oh, he never wrestled.
He was in WCW for a few months.
Terry Crews, WCW.
Here he is.
Oh, my God. I had no idea. Look at him taking his shirt off.
I think he could probably go. He's got a love for the business, and he knows what he's doing. He was also trained by Shad Gaspard for a match in a movie he was in recently.
That's amazing. So
there we go. That's my pitch. I think he could have a really good
fountain
match.
Fountain of knowledge there.
There we go.
Yeah.
I'm Adam Pacitti from coldholic.com, and here are 10 wrestlers you didn't know wrestled for WCW. Write that down immediately.
Yeah.
We'll do that Saturday.
When Vanessa Carlton came out on your pitch there, I nearly did a sex wee.
It's one all-time great moment.
It's a yes from me.
Thank you.
So that was when Terry Crews came on your pitch. I did a sex week.
Understandable.
Just for me, like it was. I think you were reading this sort of match, the match talk through so nicely, and then it was just like all of a sudden, oh, you get speared through the LEDs.
Yeah, yeah.
He just
takes it one step too far.
I'm in
through the LEDs.
I'm in. Terry Crews.
Fantastic.
Big fan. Yeah, get Terry Crews.
It's a yes from me.
It's a yes from me. I think it's a bit unrealistic to expect so much of somebody with so little wrestling experience, though.
Well, Sami Zayn, he's been wrestling for many years.
See what you did.
It's what we want to happen.
Anyway, my final pitch is Elon Musk.
Who? What does he look like?
There he is. Elon Musk, the new owner of Twitter. He spent several $1 billion on it.
$44 billion.
What was it he could have ended with? $6 billion.
World hunger.
Not bad.
We'll never be hungry for tweets again, though, which is fine. Does he know the app's free? That's a good joke. Anyway, Musk buys WWE in my story. Vince McMahon is asked to comment, but he's too busy swimming in a jacuzzi full of $100 bills with Nick Khan. Musk walks down to the ring, reveals his big plans. He's going to host WrestleMania on Mars. Roman Reigns is defending against the Cyborg Dragon. But suddenly, Shane McMahon appears on the screen and says, "You see, there is a contract for WWE. The name on the contract does say Musk, but the contract reads... X Ash A12 Musk." Turns out Shane McMahon bought the company on behalf of Elon Musk's child with a strange name. So Shane's like, "Hey, look, this is a nightmare that I can help unfold if you agree to put the ownership of WWE on the line inside Hell in a Cell." WrestleMania.
Is it
Shane McMahon, Elon Musk, Hell in a Cell?
Wow.
Now, I know that this is a family-friendly era for WWE. Uh-huh. I know that more often than not, we cater towards a younger audience. This is a bloodbath. This is just a bloodbath. There's chains, there is scalpels, there's everything. There is just blood everywhere. There's no wrestling. It is just like the grimmest death, to the point where people aren't really cheering or booing. They're just like, oh! I don't like it. I don't like it. We get a cameo from Mark Zuckerberg, which ties back to the start, who zaps in from the metaverse and smacks Elon Musk around the head with a bag of snooker balls before disappearing again. Anyway, this all carries on until Shane McMahon hits an elbow off the top of the cell onto Musk for the 1-2-3 to add insult to injury after winning WWE back from Elon Musk. Shane McMahon sells that moment from the match as an NFT. Woo! Big brain.
Yeah.
Big brain stuff.
I don't think in the history of this series I've ever said a bigger no. In the vein of, it's what we want to happen. I do not want any of that there to happen.
NFT. Nobody wants that.
NFT, no thanks. Yeah.
Fraser?
Yeah, kind of on the same line as you, Ross. I can't give that a yes.
Well, you're all cowards.
Our new Twitter overlord, Elon Musk, is getting a no from me.
Wait till I tweet him that later.
Come on.
You're all cowards.
Yeah.
You're all cowards. You just don't know quality when you see it.
That'll show us, no doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big no from everyone. Fine. Richard, is that a no from you? Yeah. It's a no from him.
Oh, it's an extra. Well, wait till I'm tweeting Musk about you. It's how Musk.
Hey, he's got
later.
Stone Cold Steve Austin following him. Oh. He's got backup.
Elon Musk versus Stone Cold Steve Austin. It's a bloodbath.
Oh, do I have to read this one out? It's terrible. I'm going to set the table here because there's a lot of people who won't know this. Who this is about. Wait for the cue, Richard. Wait for the bloody cue, okay? Gavin and Stacey is a British sitcom written by James Corden before he was an absolute bellend, and Ruth Jones about two families, one in Billericay, Essex, the other in Barry, South Wales. Matthew Horne and Joanna Page play the titular characters, Gavin and Stacey, and the writers, you know, the two we mentioned earlier, star as Smithy and Nessa. Three series totally 20 episodes were broadcast. I know it felt like a lot more, didn't it, everybody? From the 13th of May 2007 till the 1st of January 2010 on BBC Three and later on BBC One. Now, what I'm picturing is a women's battle royal taking place, maybe on the kickoff show of the Enter the Dragon pay-per-view in Cardiff. That's what I'm calling
it. Good name.
Until it's not called that.
I've heard Collision in Cardiff myself.
I'm loving it, loving it, loving it. I'm loving it like this. So we just need to set a bit of background about this person I'm about to speak about. Richard, wait for the cue. she's an Aston Villa fan. She was a producer for BBC Radio. She speaks fluent Italian and some Welsh, even though she's from Wales. She was one of the original members of All Saints, but she didn't get along with Shaznay. They're often underlooked their frack there, Tom. She works at Barry Island Amusement Arcade. She shagged John Prescott. And but crucially for this pitch, Richard, the picture, please. She drives trucks for Eddie Stobart. Yes, we're speaking about Nessa from Gavin and Stacey, who has the menacing presence and the cavorka of Diesel from WWF circa 1994.
She is what makes a Mack
fingerless
truck go.
What I'm pitching here, think Royal Rumble 1994, lads, but instead of Diesel, we have the actual big mammy cool, Raquel Rodriguez / Gonzalez. Get out of here. Say that to her face and you'll know what's for. We have the actual big mammy cool just doing things. She absolutely batters the lesser members of the women's roster in this matchup, right?
So but all the women's roster.
The lesser members of the women's roster in this match. But ultimately, she does not win. But she has such a sterling performance that Vince McMahon sees the 55-year-old actress, comedian, writer and producer as a future women's champion. But this never happens, of course, because that would be stupid. But I like Gavin and Stacey. I like the character of Nessa. We can have a big, silly entrance where she comes in with a truck like Diesel never actually did. Did he? He never entered in a truck, did
like
he?
Like Bad Bunny did.
Yeah, Bad Bunny did, but Diesel never
Diesel
did.
Diesel never entered with a truck. That's a really good shout.
He just had a screen, didn't he, with the thing going...
crashed into him.
Yeah.
Get out of the way, Kevin!
But crucially, during this entrance, we can have James Corden trying to get involved, but because she's driving an Eddie Stobart truck, she can mow him down! We'll never have to hear from him again. The people in Crowton, Cardiff might like it because it's a hometown-ish hero, I guess. And it'll be good because she'll be good at wrestling as well because she's massive and hard and nobody messes with her.
That is instantly, yes. Just the passion. Passion.
Just the James Corden bit.
Yeah, I think the Corden bit will actually help it because obviously Corden's big in that off of America.
Yeah.
So that would help get it over.
And they hate him over there as well, don't they?
Exactly. And I just want to hear Pat McAfee talking about Gavin and Stacey. Nessa from Gavin and Stacey on SmackDown!
Just imagine James Corden with his bloody private school dance club energy coming in. Hey guys, I'm here to get involved. Boom. Mowed down. Oh, I wish I could see that in real life. Anyway.
Complete murder.
It's a yes.
Say that again, Fraser.
Complete murder.
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 It is
murder.
Definitely.
A murder.
It is definitely a murderous yes for me.
And this video was an absolute murder to do, I guess.
The title's
down. We had a nice time, but the title's a lie, isn't it? Is it a lie? You tell us down below if you liked our pitches. If you've got a pitch for a celebrity to get involved in some sort of professional wrestling angle, let us know down in the comments too as well. Fraser, you'll read all of them and reply to every single one of them.
Every single one of them.
Every single one of them. Give the video a like. Give it a like. And give us a subscribe as well. Share it if you want. If you feel extra saucy, why the hell not? Any closing remarks before we go away?
Listen to me podcast on Sunday.
The famous catchphrase of the True Geordie.
Yes.
Nice.
I'm not going to say that. I was about to shout death to James Corden.
No, that's mean. Life to James Corden.
Just life. Just less life.
25 years.
Less life. Less life. I was about to say less life in front of a camera. Just less life in the private.
I don't know where I stand on James Corden. Probably the windpipe.
It's like Jerry the King Lawless sat here now. All these one-liners. Fraser?
I've got nothing to add. I can't top that.
All the best, everybody, apart from James Corden. See you later.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.